Do you love the Tabernacle Choir? This year, the choir's music is everywhere you are. Listen to your favorite choir songs and music and the spoken word anytime you want on Alexa by simply enabling the skill.
Alexa, play the Tabernacle Choir.
Now playing the Tabernacle Choir.
You can also download the Tabernacle Choir app, subscribe to the choir on YouTube, listen on Spotify, and have access to all their wonderful music. Happy listening.
Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
America's voice of reason. Boyd Matheson.
On Utah's home for elevated conversation.
Inside Sources on KSL News Radio.
In a real rarity in today's politics in our nation's capital, Republicans and Democrats signaled that there would be a bipartisan vote next week. And could it be that Marjorie Taylor Greene is the reason for such bipartisanship? Let's begin.
Think you know the news of the day? Think again with Boyd Matheson on KSL News Radio.
That's not very often that we use the name Marjorie Taylor Greene, a representative as a uniter in either the Republican or across the spectrum in the House of Representatives. But her actions are actually leading to some bipartisanship. And even some preemptive bipartisanship, a real rarity in today's Congress. But she has signaled that next week she will call to vacate the chair. In other words, calling on Congress to vote to remove current Speaker of the House Mike Johnson from his position and remove his gavel. Interestingly, this has brought about great bipartisanship, as both Republicans and Democrats have said that's a bad idea, that's not good for the Congress, that's not good for the country. And so I want to dig into that just a little bit. It is a little bit of a think again kind of moment. We rarely use her in the terms of being the uniter in the group, but her actions are clearly leading to a little bit more united Congress. So let's get into that. Today, after much delay, you may recall that Representative Greene had issued this motion, this petition to vacate the chair before the votes were taken on the supplemental bills regarding Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. And she held off on those, and then it was expected that she would do those after those bills were passed. Each of those bills, by the way, passed with over 300, some as high as 333 votes out of 450 in the Congress. So great bipartisan support on all of those. It was expected that she would then file and trigger that vacate and that vote that would follow. And she didn't. She then resorted to, we're going to put it off until we get back in session, because she wanted her colleagues on both the left and the right to go home to their respective districts and hear from their constituents. And I think she was believing that by having that delay, there might be something else come up that would be very divisive, that would cause Democrats to forget that they all joined together to pass some significant legislation. And perhaps they would once again vote with her and her colleagues in this motion to vacate and remove the Speaker of the House. Didn't happen when they returned last week, and nothing has moved forward. So it was expected that she would do that this week. And that didn't happen. And today, finally, she now has a new plan of what she's going to do with this motion. And, of course, she called a press conference on the steps of the United States Capitol to explain what she intends to do.
Mike Johnson is not capable of that job. He has proven it over and over again. We have the Democrats coming out. They are ready to support him as Speaker. They want to keep it going because Mike Johnson is giving them everything they want. And so next week, I am going to be calling this motion to vacate.
So that was Marjorie Taylor Greene on the steps of the United States Capitol today. She was flanked by pictures. Imagine this, pictures of Speaker of the House Mike Johnson and the minority leader Hakeem Jeffries in that moment when Mike Johnson became the Speaker and was handed the gavel, where he and Hakeem Jeffries actually had a good handshake and a hug. And, of course, that had to be the backdrop picture in front of the United States Capitol saying this is why she is going to call on that vacate the chair motion, because it's clear that Mike Johnson and Hakeem Jeffries get along too well. And that's too bad. And that's part of the problem back there is we have far too many who are into the performative politics rather than the policy of what the job actually is. And so now Marjorie Taylor Greene has said she'll do it next week. Why the delay? Because, again, nothing happened and no one jumped on her bandwagon. And she's trying to hope for some sort of divisive action or issue or motion to come up that will cause the Democrats to retreat to their corner and the Republicans to band together in theirs, because then she has a chance of having this have some kind of effect. Now, in a recent interview on News Nation, the bulk of which will air tonight, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson was asked about his reaction to Representative Green's motion. Here's what he had to say.
I don't spend a lot of time thinking about her. I got to do my job, and we do the right thing, and we let the chips fall where they may. And that's my philosophy. That's how we're governing. We're gonna keep the train on the tracks and show the American people that not just what we're against, but what we're for. That there's a conservative agenda that is necessary to get the country back on the right track, and the way for us to do that is to keep and grow the House majority. Descending into chaos and closing the House down and vacating the chair again is exactly the opposite of what needs to happen.
So whether you like Mike Johnson or dislike Mike Johnson, whether you like his politics or dislike his politics, I have to say he is acting like a Speaker of the House. And interesting that he has received praise from the two of the previous Speakers of the House, Newt Gingrich on the Republican side, Nancy Pelosi on the Democratic side, who said that is the job. The job is for the committees to do their work, for the Speaker to call things to the floor, for the Congress to work its will. That's the job. That means debate. That means amendments. That means votes. And then let everything fall where it may. And I find it a little refreshing that Speaker Johnson has said, if it costs me my job to do the right thing, so be it. I wish we could go around and rather than having Marjorie Taylor Greene drive the conversation, because she wants to get everyone on record with a vote of whether they vote for Mike Johnson or not when it comes to that vacating motion. I think we ought to do a different kind of get everybody on the record. We should get everyone on the record and say, what is it that you would do in this role as a member, one of 435 members of the House of Representatives, that you are willing to do even if it costs you your job? Because I have always believed that if a candidate or an elected official cannot tell you the answer to that question, what would you do that would make it worth it, even if it cost you your job? If they can't answer that question, you probably ought not to be voting for that person or supporting that person. Because if they can't answer that question, there is zero chance, I mean less than zero chance, that they will ever be in a position to show political courage or statesmanship. Or stateswomanship. They'll have no chance of negotiating in the integrity of compromise and getting to better solutions for the country. And so that's where we really have to get with all of this. So the Democrats today put out a statement with Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries as the principal signer on that, that if anything comes up, that they will vote to table Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene's motion to vacate the chair. If she invokes the motion, it will not succeed. That's the message coming from the Democrats. Mike Johnson responded to the motion, saying this motion is wrong for the Republican conference, wrong for the institution, and wrong for the country. We need more leaders in this country who are willing to make those kinds of statements, ask those kinds of questions, so we can get past the politics and to the right results for the American people. We'll be right back.
Think again on Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson.
911, what's your emergency?
They kidnapped my son.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.